بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من نفس عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة، ومن يسر على معسر يسر الله عليه في الدنيا والآخرة، ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة، والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه، ومن سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة، وما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله تعالى يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده، ومن بطأ به عمله لم يسرع به نسبه، رواه مسلم. Continuing with the chapter Babu Qadai Hawaij al-Muslimin, chapter pertaining to the fulfilling of the needs of Muslims or of your fellow mankind, because we find that this injunction of assisting others in many ahadith is used, the term is general, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Khairun nas may yanfa'un nas, the best of people is the one who is a benefit to humanity. So one's being a source of benefit, alleviating difficulties, hardships, assisting those around us who are in a plight or facing some form of affliction or disaster. This is a part of the character and brotherhood of Islam. It is a dictate of Iman. And as we mentioned, one in a general sense and in a more particular sense with our fellow Muslims. As we find that in the lives of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the lives of the Salaf al-Salihin, or pious predecessors, this was an integral part of their lives. It's mentioned about Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when he passed away, they found that there were so many homes of widows, so many homes of people in difficulty, that this one individual was taking care of the needs of all those families. And he was doing it secretly, others didn't know about it. It's mentioned about Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, كان أبو بكر يحلب للحي أغنامهم فلما استخلف قيله الآن لا تحلبها قال بلى وإني لأرجو ألا يغيرني ما دخلت فيه عن شيء كنت أفعله. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with his own hands, he used to milk the goats of a particular tribe. And he would gather the milk and he would give it to these people. In other words, despite his status, despite his maqam, he would serve these people. So when Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the Khalifa, it was said that now the service that he rendered to others, this would cease to take place. Obviously now this is the leader and he has been given this status, this position. It does not behove that position for him to be serving others. The reaction of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala to this was that I will carry on with doing what I was doing before Khilafat. In other words, this position or status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, I have the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this will not change me in any way. In other words, if we look in their lives, we will find that they were always looking for opportunities, looking for excuses in order to serve their fellow human being, to serve mankind. It's mentioned about Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wa kana Umar yata'ahadu al-aramil fayastaqi lahum al-ma'a fil layl. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, particularly when it came to widows, elderly widows living in Madinah Munawwara, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu at night would go to them, he would assist them, he would draw water from the well for them. Once Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw Umar entering, وَرَآهُ طَلْحَةُ دَاخِلًا لَيْلًا بَيْتَ إِمْرَأَةٍ. He saw him entering the home of a woman late at night. Human nature, Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu became suspicious that what is Umar doing? What business does he have in the home of this woman late at night? So what he did in the day, Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, obviously we are human beings, suspicion will happen. But to clear the suspicion, he didn't speak to it about others. What he did, he decided to investigate on his own. So Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu entered the home, فَدَخَلَ لَهَا نَهَارًا, in the day. And what he discovers, فَإِذَا هِيَ عَجُوزٌ عَمْيَا مُقْعَدًا, he finds an elderly woman who is blind and she is paralyzed. An elderly woman who is blind and who is paralyzed. So he questions her, that this individual that entered your home, I saw him entering your home late last night, what does he do? She responded, for a long time, he sees to my needs, he sweeps my house, he fetches water for me, he removes the refuse and the dirt from my house for me. In other words, he is making my khidmat. One hand, Amirul Mu'mineen, ruler of 2,200,000 square miles. Just his name would strike fear in the hearts of people. And yet, late at night, this is what he is doing. Sweeping the houses of elderly women, an elderly woman who is blind, making a khidmat, and like that, other homes in Madina Munawara. Talha radiallahu ta'ala, when he hears this, he says, Thakilatka ummuka ya Talha. A'atharatu Umar tattabi'u. He remonstrates with himself that what is wrong with you, Talha? Are you trying to find the mistakes of Umar? What mistakes are you going to find in such a personality? But nevertheless, this verse of the Quran which we recited yesterday, which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah introduced in the introduction of, brought in the introduction of this chapter, وَفَعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ وَفَعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah commands us, this is Allah's command, do good, assist people, alleviate the difficulties of people, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, this is how you will get success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second hadith, it's a lengthy hadith, and with regards to this hadith, ulama-i kiram say, hadithun azeemun jaleelun, jami'un li anwa'in min al-ulum wal-qawa'id wal-adab wal-fadail wal-ahkam. They say this is a very, very great hadith. Great meaning is found in this hadith, and this hadith is jami', it is concise. Within it is found the benefits of knowledge, in it is found the ahkamat of shariat, the laws, the injunctions, the qawaid of shariat, etc. So this hadith, despite not being very lengthy, there are many, many aspects that are covered in this one particular hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It will be impossible just in one sitting to go through it. But the aspects, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من نفس عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه بها كربة من كرب يوم القيامة. That person who alleviates, removes the problem or calamity that is facing a Muslim in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate and remove the calamities from this person on the day of judgment. Now this meaning, similar meaning we discussed in the previous ahadith, but this is one interesting aspect that we find in many, many ahadith where ulama-i kiram say, أَنَّ الْجَزَى مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ أَنَّ الْجَزَى مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recompense you in a similar manner according to the deed that you did. We find Allah, in the previous hadith it was mentioned, man satara muslim, conceal a Muslim, Allah will conceal you. Solve the problem of a Muslim, Allah will solve your problem. In other words, tanfis bit tanfis, sitr bit sitr, aun bin aun, help someone, Allah will help you. Inna Allah, like it is mentioned in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna Allah yarhamullahu ta'ala min ibadihi ruhama. Allah ta'ala will have mercy upon that person who shows mercy to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So mercy for mercy, health for health, alleviation of difficulty for alleviation of difficulty. Satari, concealment of your faults, if you will conceal the faults of others. This type of thing is found very, very commonly in Quran and Hadith. That is al-jaza min jinsil amal. According to the action, the recompense will be similar to the action that you are doing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. So nevertheless, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, remove or alleviate the difficulty or the plight that is facing a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove your plight and your difficulty on the day of judgment. And the same sentence that was mentioned in the previous hadith is found in this hadith, man satara musliman satarahu Allahu fid dunya wal akhirah, conceal the fault of a Muslim, Allah will conceal your faults in this world and in the hereafter. We find that we mentioned previously the importance of this concealing the faults of others. On one occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find this type of address. This type of address is very, very rare in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adopts this level of vehemence, where he is upset to this level. One occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed onto the minbar and he addressed Sahaba in the following manner. Ya ma'ashara, man amana bilisanihi, walam yufdil iman ila qalbihi. Ya ma'ashara, man amana bilisanihi, walam yufdil iman ila qalbihi. He said, O assembly of people who have brought iman with their tongues, who have brought iman with their tongues, and the iman has not yet entered their hearts. Like I said, this type of address, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was head to toe mercy, compassion. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would conceal. He would never target an individual. Yet on this occasion, such a harsh address. Those who understand Arabic will appreciate the harshness of this address. O assembly of people who have brought iman with their tongues, iman has not yet entered their hearts. In other words, literally what this means, hypocrisy. When you are saying something with your tongue, it has not entered your heart. Who was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referring to? Why was he so upset? He said, لا تؤذوا المؤمنين. لا تؤذوا المؤمنين ولا تتبعوا عوراتهم. He said, don't hurt people. Don't hurt people. Don't give takleef to people. And don't look for the faults of people. Conceal the faults. Don't look for faults of people. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say that if إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ عَوْرَتَهُ يَتَّبِعُ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ. If you will look for the faults of people, Allah will reveal your faults. Allah will reveal your faults. If you will disgrace someone, then Allah Ta'ala will take it upon Himself that even if you're in your home, Allah will disgrace you. Allah will bring down your name. So we find that this injunction, many, many ahadith, not only this hadith, the previous hadith, two hadiths back, repeatedly we find this injunction. Man satara musliman, satarahu Allahu fi dunya wal akhirah. Conceal the faults of others. Don't be somebody who blemishes or tarnishes the reputation of people. Like I've said it before, I'm saying it again. This musibat and this curse of this WhatsApp or Twitter or whatever, or Facebook or whatever you want to call it, three quarter of the time what it is spreading malicious and false rumors about people. Trying to tarnish and blemish the reputation of individuals. Don't get into that mode, don't get into that habit. You hear something bad about someone, cover it up. Give it a good interpretation. Try and look for good in others. We find that this injunction repeatedly is found in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is something that is very, very important. In fact, it is a dictate of our iman that we should be developing that quality within us. Allah give us tawfiq.